Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Colorado Gardener, read by Christy McGowan, featuring articles from Green Prince and Martha Stewart.
A Mother's Timeless Gift of Gardening. A heartfelt remembrance of Mom's green thumb and the enduring beauty she cultivated. By Janet Blank. And this is from Green Prince, May 2024 edition. In the quaint tapestry of family memories, one thread stands out vividly. Mom's gift of gardening. Although she may not have possessed the greenest thumb, the love she cultivated among her three children blossomed into a legacy of vibrant blooms and flourishing gardens. Mom's nurturing touch extended beyond words. She modeled a deep affection for growing things, creating opportunities for us to fall in love with the magic of flowers and homegrown vegetables. The house was adorned with perennial greenery, the centerpiece being a philodendron that meandered gracefully from the living room, through the dining room, up to the kitchen doorway. This simple act, done with devotion, left an indelible impression on our hearts. A testament to her passion, Mom kept the dining room alive with gloxinias, their jewel-toned blossoms casting a spell of enchantment. Our first dachshund, Rosie, would often curl up beside them, basking in the winter sunlight that streamed through the bay windows. These moments, infused with the delicate fragrance of blooms, became cherished fragments of our shared history. Mom's culinary prowess extended to the garden, where vegetables became an integral part of our daily fare. In a surprising revelation, she confessed her aversion to green vegetables, except for green beans, with the defiance of a child. Yet she embraced a rainbow of others. Winter squash, tomatoes, corn, carrots, radishes, and potatoes. Each had a story, each a chapter from her life, including fond memories of Depression-era childhood meals featuring mashed turnips and rutabagas. Her modest city-sized garden in northern Minnesota, with its small raised beds, became a canvas for her botanical dreams. As her children, we revived the floral borders, adding peonies, clematis, white bleeding hearts, hostas, and hydrangeas. Mom's pride radiated as she tended to annuals on her deck and navigated the challenges of deer predation and unexpected visits from city skunks. The seeds of Mom's gardening passion were sown in various plots of our family's history. Sweet peas behind our old house, a cherished lilac bush in our shared backyard, and peonies surrounding Grandma and Grandpa's apartment building. Her stories, like the ants on the peony buds, created a sense of mutual understanding, a shared journey of growth and care. When the mantle of motherhood passed to the next generation, Mom gifted an article about planning a little girl's garden. The yellowed pages held a timeless sentiment, passed down through the decades, affirming her commitment to nurturing the love of gardening. I marked out a corner garden for our little girl, who has since grown into an adult gardener, tending to flowers and vegetables on a third-floor balcony in her city home. Today, Mom's legacy lives on in her adult grandchildren, once little girls, now teaching their own children of all genders the art of gardening. The soil of family history has been enriched by her hands, and the love she planted continues to bloom, a perennial reminder of a mother's enduring gift of gardening. 10 companion plants to grow next to potatoes for a more robust crop. Growing these plants next to your potatoes will help enrich the soil, keep pests away, and even enhance the flavor of your crop. By Lauren Welbank. And this is from MarthaStewart.com. When it comes to planting a robust vegetable garden, the secret to a successful harvest has as much to do with what you're growing as what you're planting next to those crops. Certain plants work really well when planted next to each other because they can help enrich the soil, keep pests away, and enhance the flavor of whatever you're growing. When it comes to potatoes, the best companion plants are those that do all three. We asked gardening experts to recommend the most beneficial plants to grow next to your potatoes. 1. Spinach. Spinach is a shallow-rooted vegetable that helps to fill space in between the potato plants, which makes it a great plant to add when you're looking to bulk up your edible garden, says Brian Schoenfield, home and garden expert at Lowe's. The plant is fast-growing compared to potatoes, so it can be harvested earlier in the year without disturbing the potatoes growing deeper in the soil, he says. Zones 6 through 10, size 1 to 12 inches long and 1/2 to 6 inches wide. Care requirements, full sunlight, frequent watering. 2. Beans. These healthy vegetables aren't just packed with the nutrients you need to thrive. They can also help keep your potatoes healthy. They help keep nitrogen in the soil, which nourishes the potatoes, says Lindsay Chastain, homesteader. The wattle and cluck. Potatoes need a lot of nitrogen. Zones 3 through 10. Care requirements. Beans are easy to care for, requiring full sun and just moderate watering. 3. Chives. Chives are another garden addition that can benefit your potatoes both in and out of the soil. Schoenfield says that this flavorful herb can repel pests while also attracting beneficial insects and pollinators for your garden. When planted along the borders of beds, chives can act as a barrier to protect other plants, he says. Zones 3 through 10. Size 6 to 12 inches tall and 8 to 12 inches long. Care requirements. Full sunlight, well-draining soil rich in organic matter. 4. Cabbage. You won't have to worry about any critters getting to your potatoes when you plant them next to some cabbage, which helps prevent potato beetles, a pest that likes to nosh on the growing leaves of the tubers, says Chastain. Zones 2 through 9, size 1 to 2 feet tall. Care requirements. Full sun, 1 to 2 inches of water a week. 5. Cilantro. The flowers on cilantro are excellent at attracting beneficial insects like parasitoid wasps, hoverflies, ladybugs, and lacewings that prey on harmful pests, says Schoenfield, who suggests planting this tasty plant along with your potatoes. In addition, cilantro is a delicious herb that can be used in cooking, he says. Its delicate white flowers yield coriander seeds, that can be used as a spice. Zones. Annual in most zones, but will overwinter in milder climates. Size. 24 inches tall and 12 inches wide. Care requirements. Full sunlight, well-draining soil, rich in organic matter. 6. Garlic. Garlic is also a pest deterrent and antifungal, says Chastain. Keeping some garlic around can be helpful, especially when it comes to deterring Alternaria brown spot or brown leaf spot, two sources of potato blight. Plus, fresh garlic makes a great addition to most potato recipes. Zones 4 through 9. Size 3 feet tall. Care requirements. Full sun, frequent watering. 7. Marigolds. No garden is complete without marigolds, which deter a variety of pests that can potentially wreak havoc on your garden. Marigolds not only deter potato beetles, but they are thought to enhance the flavor of potatoes, says Schonfield. Zones 2 through 11. Size. Varies depending on variety. Care requirements. Full sunlight, well-draining soil. 8. Basil. This leafy green is another one that not only helps in the garden, but it also helps when harvested and used in recipes as well. Basil deters thrips and can enhance the flavor of potatoes, says Chastain. Zones 10 through 11. Size 12 to 20 inches tall. Care requirements. Full sun, frequent watering. 9. Yarrow. If you're looking for a companion plant for your potatoes that will help with keeping those harmful insects out of your garden, this may be the best plant you can add. Yarrow attracts beneficial pests like ladybugs, says Chastain of the pollinator favorite. Zones 3 through 9. Size 3 feet tall. Care requirements. Full sun, well-draining soil. 10. Horseradish. The most compelling reason to plant horseradish with your potatoes is as a pest deterrent. And it might even repel pesky moles and mice, says Schonfield. In addition, you reap the benefits of interesting new flavors that the potato tubers sometimes adopt. However, he adds that you'll need to be mindful of planting and growing patterns, as horseradish plants can be a bit invasive if left to their own devices. Zones 4 through 8. Size 2 feet tall and 3 feet wide. Care requirements. Full sunlight, well-draining soil. Grow carrots in your own backyard, according to gardening experts. Homegrown carrots are a sweet, crunchy, and fresh addition to your vegetable garden. By Lauren David. And this is from MarthaStewart.com. Crisp, delicious carrots harvested from your garden are even better than the ones you can get at your farmer's market. Not only are they as fresh and local as you can get, but homegrown carrots open up a whole new world of endless carrot varieties with varying sizes, lengths, and even colors that you wouldn't find in the produce aisle at the grocery store. The best part? Carrots are easy to grow when planted in loose, well-draining soil and in an area that receives ample sunlight. If you're ready to start growing carrots in your garden, we spoke with experts to share how to grow carrots, their care needs, how to harvest, and some of the best varieties to try. How to plant carrots. you will want to grow carrots from seeds for optimal results. Avoid buying or growing carrot seedlings, as carrots are a root vegetable and they don't like their roots to be disturbed via transplanting, says Resh Gala, author of Vegetable Gardening Made Easy, Simple Tips and Tricks to Grow Your Best Garden Ever. The best time to plant carrot seeds is in the early spring before the hot weather arrives, or in the fall when temperatures begin to cool. Here's how to grow carrots step by step. 1. Prepare the soil by loosening it about 10 to 12 inches deep with a garden fork and removing any pebbles, rocks, or soil clumps. 2. Add amendments, such as compost, to provide a nutrient-rich boost to the soil. 3. Plant 2 to 3 seeds about a half inch deep and a half inch apart. Your soil should be loamy, loose, and well-drained at a pH of 6.0 to 7.0, says Parker Garlitz, managing partner at True Leaf Market. 4. Rows should be 1 to 1.5 feet apart. Cover the seeds lightly with soil. 5. Gently water after planting and keep the soil moist but not wet. 6. Sow seeds every 2 weeks for a consecutive and continual harvest. 7. Make sure to thin seedlings to ensure they grow well. When carrots are fighting with each other for space, they end up growing into funny-looking alien shapes, says Gala. Don't feel bad that you're eliminating some seeds, as you'll be ensuring the overall success of your carrot crop. Choose the strongest-looking seedlings to leave in the bed and thin to 1 to 2 inches between seedlings, says Garlitz. Using scissors to cut unwanted seedlings at the soil line reduces the risk of injury to remaining plants. 8. Be patient, as carrots take 2 to 3 weeks to germinate. Caring for carrots. Follow these care tips for a thriving carrot crop. Watering. Carrots thrive in moist soil. This means the soil is slightly damp, but never soaking wet or soggy. Carrots generally need about 1 to 2 inches of water per week, depending on the soil, climate type, and weather conditions, says Garlitz. If you're not sure if your carrots need water, do a simple soil check. Check the soil to determine the watering requirements by inserting your finger roughly 2 inches deep into the soil surrounding the plants to determine if the soil is moist or not, he says. Carrots growing in drier or sandy soil may need to be watered more frequently. Sunlight. These root vegetables love the sun, so grow them in a sunny area that receives a minimum of 6 hours per day. Carrots prefer full sun for best photosynthesis, and therefore best harvest, says Gala. Carrots that receive inadequate amounts of sunlight may produce smaller and weaker roots. Don't have an area of your garden that has sufficient sun? Consider growing carrots in movable raised beds or containers. If sun exposure is limited or moves throughout the season as trees fill in for the summer, consider using movable containers to maximize sun exposure. Soil. Soil is a key component to the success of growing carrots. Clay-heavy soils and soils that have too many pebbles and rocks or don't hold water well can cause deformities. Soils that have too much clay or rocks will result in forked or blunted roots that may be hard to dig, whereas soil that is too loose will be low in water holding capacity and cause spindly roots. Carrots like well-drained, fluffy soil with plenty of amendment, such as compost. Soil that is loose, fertile, well-draining, and with a pH of 6.0 to 6.8 We'll provide straight, healthy carrots. Not quite sure how to tell if carrots will thrive in the soil? Then do an easy soil test. If you take a handful of soil and firmly squeeze it in your hand, you want it to hold shape but crumble easily. If it sticks in a tight clump, add more fine particle organic matter, like sand or peat, to loosen it up. If it holds no shape, then add a heavier particle amendment like compost. Temperature. Carrots grow best in cooler temperatures, which is why they are typically planted in early spring or in the fall. Fertilization. Fertilizing carrots isn't typically necessary, and sometimes fertilizers can cause more harm to your carrot crop than help. Avoid using nitrogen-rich fertilizers, which are known to cause root abnormalities as well as excessive greens and weak root development, says Garlitz. Common pests and diseases that affect carrots. When growing carrots, you may see pests or diseases crop up. One of the most common pests that attack carrot plants is the carrot root fly, says Gala. The larvae can burrow under the soil and eat or damage the root vegetable itself. She recommends covering your carrots with hoops and insect netting when you plant the seeds so the insects can't get in. Some fungal diseases can afflict carrots. Alternaria leaf blight afflicts the foliage by producing brown spots that become black and yellow. Powdery mildew also affects the carrot tops with a white powder that spreads by spores. Providing ample air circulation can prevent this pathogen from spreading. How to harvest and store carrots. Carrots typically take around 70 to 80 days from planting seeds to harvest. The best way to know the harvest time for the specific carrot variety is by checking the seed packet. Refer to the seed packet or seed supplier website for the days to maturity, which gives a general idea of when your carrots should be ready, says Garlitz. There are also visual cues to pay attention to when harvest time is approaching. Check the carrot leaves for clues. The top of the carrot's foliage should be vibrant in color. The golden sign that harvest time has arrived is when carrots begin emerging from the soil. If you see the tops of the actual carrots starting to peek above the soil, it is time to harvest. Common issues when growing carrots. These are some common issues people experience when growing carrots. Short carrots. Short and stunted carrots. The soil is likely the culprit. Growing carrots in heavy clay soil can make them stunted or twisted in shape as the root has to push against the hard soil, says Gala. To avoid this problem, amend your soil by adding sand and compost to lighten the texture and allow roots to grow easily. Bitter carrots. Are your carrots tasting bitter? When you grow them may be why they don't taste great. Carrots thrive best in the cooler seasons of spring and fall and can even withstand a light frost, says Gala. Carrots grown in cooler and cold temperatures are sweeter. Cold temperatures force the carrots to convert their starches into sugars. Woody, tough carrots. Carrots that are woody and tough are usually caused when they are harvested late and stay in the ground for too long. Plants often bolt, which is when they produce flowers and grow tall, says Gala. To avoid this, make sure that you harvest them on time, ideally 65 to 75 days after sowing when their shoulders start peeking out from the soil. Thank you for joining us for Colorado Gardener. My name is Christy McGowan.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.